For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
What happens when a system can't be trusted? Crime labs get overworked and backed up. If tests don't get done in time, an offender may go free, however, so sometimes results get faked. This practice is known as dry labbing. In Houston, Texas, a recent scandal over that practice means evidence and convictions in thousands of drug cases over the past 7 years may be called into question. Prosecutors knew about this for years, but kept their mouths shut. Grand juries looked into the crime lab scandals, yet they found no problems. On the other hand, a University of Houston study of the grand jury system in that county found that just over 50% of the grand jury commissioners selected in 2002 and 2003 were linked to the area's legal establishment, including judges, attorneys, and even police officers. One judge appointed three of his own court employees as commissioners. There's no proof any of these grand juries did anything improper, yet that kind of stacked deck gives the appearance of unfairness and gives the disempowered the impression they can't win, so they have nothing to lose. We talk about a drug war, yet is the price of victory worth any cost? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Bow down to the drug czars. Hand them a key to your house and car. Give them full dominion to put chains upon our children. 500 billion to these taskers and 5 trillion to their masters. It's a drug war till the end of time. What's ours is theirs and so divine. Bow down to the drug czar and do it now. Be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Stephen Rolls, the Information Director of Transform, the British Drug Reform Organization. Here, speaking about the other Downing Street memo that was never mentioned in the U.S. press, the 105-page report calling the drug war a failure.
Basically, it's a very fierce and detailed critique of the war on drugs. It goes through crop eradication, attempts to prevent trafficking, attempts to prevent money laundering, and attempts generally to prevent drugs entering the country. And it concludes with a lot of detailed statistics and graphs and, a lot of data that's in the public domain, some data that isn't, but it's all fairly familiar stuff to people in the law reform movement, because basically it concludes that none of those things work.
We'll also hear from Canadians Philippe Lucas and Allison Murden about their use of Sativex, the whole cannabis plant extract. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.